morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer on Saturday, April 15th, 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so happy to be back with you guys. I really am. Lori did a fantastic job flying solo last Saturday, but I really missed the show. Unfortunately, surgery and doing a talk radio show just don't go hand in hand too well together. Anyway, today we are going to have Rick from Missouri talking to us about, I believe, colloidal silver and how easy it is to make. Rick, are you on the line, sir?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, we're going to talk about colloidal silver, and we're going to do this. It's going to be a somewhat different format than last time. We're going to go really, really fast, and
okay.
I'd like to be finished with this by, at the latest, the bottom of the hour. So with respect to that, I'm going to mention a few YouTubes and some other information that would probably be best written down. Because we're going to go quickly, I'm not going to have a lot of time to do a lot of proofs and other things. A lot of this information you're going to have to gather up on your own, so we don't have to waste time doing that now. You can always throw that piece of paper away later. Colloidal silver, I want to tell you why I want to talk about this. And why I want to talk about this now, colloidal silver, aside from being a great natural homeopathic remedy for a lot of things, gets to be particularly useful because of our financial uncertainty and, of course, the geopolitical uncertainty. And, you know, you've been watching the militarization or the ramp up and the saber rattling between
right.
one country and the next. Why I want to talk about colloidal silver is this. If you want to maybe jot this down, if you look at YouTube called Rise of the Superbugs, and that is a YouTube that's on TED Talks. By a doctor named Carl Close, Carl with a K, Close with a K. The antibiotics in general have extended human life, let's say since their inception, about 10 years. The Civil War, we could call it a Civil War. It was more like the War of Northern Aggression, the War between the States. Most of the people wound up dying as a result of infection. And so they came up, of course, with penicillin at some point. And then we find now that things like penicillin G are almost completely ineffective. Most of the viruses and the bacterias have become penicillin resistant. So they made a whole host of other antibiotics. You know, the problem with that is that the antibiotics haven't kept up with the morphing of bacteria and fungus. The human body is one of the largest breeding grounds on the planet for bacteria. They count more than 10,000 different bacteria on the human body, which is actually more different types, which is more than the than your human cells. So that's a kind of a problem. These things morph. They morph very quickly, and they morph very easily by things like if one bacteria dies, it has genes. Let's say that the bacteria has a gene that causes it to be penicillin resistant. When the bacteria next to it consume that, then they become penicillin resistant. They also
exactly.
morph in other ways. They actually have a form of sex, which Believe it or not, they do gene sharing there. And unfortunately, bacteria and virus are very promiscuous. With the geopolitical situation and the way these things morph and the way they're actually getting ahead of the production of new antibiotics, colloidal silver is an interesting way out, an interesting alternative, a door. For example, they have colloidal silver generators on the International Space Station.
Right.
You can use colloidal silver to kill bacteria, mold, funguses, and viruses, and that is why I want to talk about this right now. If the uses for the stuff, the uses for colloidal silver are astonishing. They range anywhere from keeping your immune system healthy to insect bites. You can use this on even sunburns if you put it in a spray bottle. You can use it to keep stored water clean. It kills 650 known evil pathogens, and doesn't hurt anything good in the human body. It leaves all the good stuff in place. Your immune system, this is kind of interesting. When these 650 pathogens, when they get into your system, they actually begin to produce a chemical called nagalase. Nagalase is, and I don't want to get into this in any detail. You can look this up on your own. But what nagalase does is nagalase protects the bad bacteria and the virus. They release a chemical that actually snips the sugars off your GCMAF gene, and that's the part of your protein binder that hooks to your macrophagic immune system. So what's that mean? Well, like I say, I'm not going to get into that in any great detail, but nagalase, when it's released by these evil pathogens, shuts down your immune system. And in short, that's what it does. So, you know, the best way around this kind of thing is to try to keep mold, bacteria, fungus, and virus at a minimum in your system. You can use colloidal silver as an immune maintainer by putting a teaspoon under your tongue a day. If you're sick, you can go well beyond that. You can actually get up to, I think, 7 teaspoons a day, and without harming yourself in any way. But that would be more of a temporary thing to overcome, let's say, the common cold. What I want to tell you is how to make it, how I've been making it, and what you would need to make it. You're going to need an electrical generating device of some kind that's putting out around 24 volts DC. I have made colloidal silver using 3 9-volt batteries hooked together. That's 27 in series, 27 volts. When you hook any batteries together, not in parallel but in series, you add their values. So if you hook three, right. I'm talking about the little 9-volt batteries that you have in your transistor radio, you hook them together in series, you get 27 volts. Well, you can use that. I have used a transformer that I got for $25 off Amazon.com that supposed to produce 24 volts, but its output is a little more than that. I measured it. And yesterday, on a partly cloudy day, I used some Thunderbolt from Harbor Freight, Thunderbolt solar panels. Hooked two of them together. They're 15 volts roughly a piece. Hooked two of them together and made 32 parts per million colloidal silver in 2 hours. I made a half a gallon in 2 hours at 32 parts per million. So here's how you would make it. You want to jot this down. If I had my druthers, or for the community who's listening now, I would prefer that you try to make this one time so that it's not just something on a piece of paper somewhere, that you actually acquire this simple skill, and it is a very simple skill. There's nothing difficult about this. All you've got to do is take your electrical supply, whatever it is you choose to use, and remember, 9-volt batteries aren't always going to be available to you. Maybe your electric won't always be on, which means your transformer may or may not work.
Right.
The Harbor Freight Thunderbolt solar panels, you can get a set of three. It comes in a set of three with a phase inverter and some additional wiring and two light bulbs of all things. You can get that from Harbor Freight for $145. You can do a lot more than make colloidal silver with this. You can actually, light a small place if you have a car battery. But what you're going to do is you're going to take your electrical supply. You're going to, of course, come on off. You're going to have a positive and a negative. You're going to have two pieces of silver, pure silver. You can use silver coins. You can use pure silver wire. Or I like the silver bars. They're more about the size of a Kit Kat bar. They're about 1 inch by 2 inches by 1/8 of an inch thick. These things are the shape of it. It's easier to kind of dip it down into distilled water. So you're going to hook a positive wire with an alligator clip to one silver coin, and you're going to mount that about 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch away. And I'll tell you how to do that in a second. And you're going to hook the other coin to the positive. And what I like to do is I like if I'm going to make it, I want a 1/2 gallon. So I go get a 1/2 gallon mason jar and get the plastic temporary lids that come with that you can buy. And I cut a pair of slots in the top of that plastic lid just big enough that I can get the silver through there. And that way, your alligator, it's very well suspended in the water. You're going to take your jar, and you're going to put some distilled water only distilled water, put some distilled water in there, shake it up and dump it, and then fill that almost all the way to the top with distilled water, no other kind of water. And then you screw on the lid, put your silver coins down through the slots, hook your leads to that, and you are off to the races. It does take quite a while to get going unless you add 4 or 5 flakes of sea salt to the water, stir it up, and that gives you just enough conductivity to really get this thing off to the races. What you will see very quickly...
Distilled water doesn't conduct electricity at all, correct?
No, that is correct. As a matter of fact, there is something else you might like to have. It is a TDS meter. I like the one called TDS, that's totally dissolved solids, -EZ, Echo Zebra. You can get them for $15 on Amazon. They tell you how many parts per million is in your water or whatever it is. These things are commonly used for people who filter water, hydroponics, aquarium, people who like fish, they use them. It doesn't tell you what's in the water, it just tells you how much of something is in your water. For example, when I measure my tap water coming out on any given day, it's anywhere between 250 and 350 parts per million of crap in my water. And, of course, that's going to be fluoride, chloramines, heart medicine, Viagra, antidepressants, whatever else is still in the water. You would never want to colloid that. But in the overall scheme of things, what you'll see is a little spiral of what looks like white smoke coming off the negative terminal and spiraling toward the bottom. If you try to use batteries, I've never been able to actually get all the way to, say, 30 parts per million with 3 batteries. I always have to change them out, so there's 6 batteries. What do they charge for a 9-volt battery anymore, Tim?
I think two of them for $6.45 or something like that at Walmart.
Okay, so let's just say $3 a battery. So you're going to go through six batteries. So you're going to use up $18 worth of batteries trying to make
a half a gallon of
silver. Yeah, okay. You know, to learn how to do this without buying any equipment, that is obviously the way to do it. You can always lay your hands on half a dozen 9-volt batteries. All you have to do is hook them together and find a way to hook a wire to the positive and negative terminal. Left over, you'll have one of each.
Right.
I like to go to Home Depot or Lowe's, and over in the radio section where they sell the type of electronics for your TV and whatnot, you'll find these little, you know, those little clips that hook a 9-volt battery in. It's got two wires and a little cap that snaps on the battery. You can buy a package of two or three of those for very little money. That's the way you'd want to actually, and then you put your alligator clips on the end of that. Okay. There are plenty of YouTubes out there. If you go to, type in make colloidal silver, you will find some YouTubes by people like the Survival Doc and another guy named Dave Thomas. Dave Thomas, this I should mention this. He's been doing this for 10 or 15 years. He's been using the same two silver wires all of this time, and, you know, they're still working. So you're really putting almost no silver in the water. However, you just have to make sure you don't lose your silver or anything like that. The silver there's some controversy, I suppose, about. I have bought silver that has been anywhere between 23 parts per million and 50 parts per million. It's expensive. Only about half of the silver available is actually tests. Only about half the silver for sale, half the colloidal silver for sale, tests at the parts per million that they're advertising it at. So there's a lot of fraud going on in the colloidal silver area. It's not a bad idea to make your own. What is colloidal silver? A colloid. There are three basic kinds of solutions or liquid mixtures, and they are colloids, suspensions, and solutions. And a solution is like if you take, let's say, a tablespoon of sugar and you stir it up, it's going to be clear. You won't see anything, whereas colloids and suspensions are both cloudy. But there's a difference between a colloid and a suspension. For example, if you take a tablespoon of dirt and you stir it up in water, you'll see it's muddy, and then you come back in an hour and the top part's clear, and you come back in 2 hours and more of it's clear. What happens with a suspension is the particles fall out of suspension. Colloids do not do that. A colloid is cloudy, but it stays mixed. Milk, for example, is a colloid. You don't have to shake up your milk in order to drink it. The things that that colloidal silver can do, it's an antibacterial and an antiviral. You can use it for external wound care. You can use it to kill pink eye and ear infections, and I'll be right here.
Okay, sounds good, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Please stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your digital survival guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN with Tim and Lori Spencer, and our guest today is Rick. And Rick, you were telling us about the uses of silver. Go ahead, hon.
Yes. Well, the general uses of the stuff, I think I've been over it, but this stuff is it's antibacterial, antiviral. You can use it for wound care. That's external wounds, pink eye, ear infections. You can, if you put it in a squeeze bottle, you can use it for sinusitis. It helps your immune system. It helps you beat colds and flus and pneumonia. You can also use this stuff in your water storage. If you're going to clean some water and set it aside, and I can't tell you the exact amount here. I've seen some videos, and they don't look like they're being at all exact. But if you include silver in your stored water, you're going to keep your water stable for an extended period of time, possibly indefinitely. But I can't swear to that. I am not a doctor. I only play one on the radio. I have purchased just last week. I was discussing this stuff at length with, and we're going to be over with this in the next 5 minutes, discussing this subject with Dr. Myers, who gave me some exhaustive material on this. And I bought 8 ounces of Argentine 23, which is 23 parts per million, okay? 23 parts per million. I'm sure it's made by well-meaning professionals and geniuses in a lab setting, and I'm sure it is 23 parts per million. I paid $56 for that 8-ounce bottle.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that means that yesterday, using a solar panel, what is half of 896? 448?
Yeah.
So yesterday in 2 hours, using the sun only, I made about $450 worth of colloidal silver, which is 10 parts per million stronger than what I bought from my healthcare professional. I love Dr. Myers, and I'm sure this stuff is great, and I'm going to use it. But I'm just telling you that if you make your own colloidal silver, it's $896 a gallon. In a grid-down situation, when you don't have Walmart and you don't have Walgreens and you can't get antibiotics and you got family members sick and they're depending on you, this is something that you would be very well advised to have around. And what a marvelous trade item this stuff would make if you if you can generate this stuff for pennies and trade it for items you need, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I should mention before we go, because we're almost going to be done here, you have to store it in an opaque, in something opaque or colored glass. It will come in a, you could put it in clean brown bottles, or I purchased online some black plastic gallon jugs, look like a bleach bottle, but it's black. Right. Anything that the light doesn't go through. And I know somebody's dying to call and say that if you drink this stuff, you'll turn blue. You will not. That is generally ionic silver abuse. Most people that have turned themselves blue have done it intentionally to get attention. They, I guess, have very little going on in their lives. And being blue is better than being nothing. You can ask any Smurf. So, you know, no. If you don't abuse this stuff, if you use it properly, you will not turn blue. And that just about wraps up what I had to say about colloidal silver.
Well, Rick, I hope you can hang around for a little bit longer. I'd like to open up the lines now for questions. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And actually, in your last little segment about opaque bottles, you answered one of the questions I had, which was about storing it. Now, I got one more question. What do you believe?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not asking for a scientific paper, but what do you believe would be the optimum parts per million on colloidal silver?
People who are, I'd say under 30.
Under 30. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is our break. We'll be back in approximately 4 minutes. Everybody stand by.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi folks, let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. We're speaking with Rick about the uses of silver. And, Rick, we actually have a caller on the line. It's Jerry in Chicago on line 3. Jerry, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, hey. Rick, Lori, and Tim. And, Tim, I hope you're doing good after your surgery.
I'm doing better, buddy.
Okay, good. Maybe you could take some of this colloidal silver and get a speedy recovery.
There you go.
Rick. I got a question for Rick, and he mentioned something in the first segment about putting it in your storable water to keep it fresh and clean. How often and how much would you suggest of the colloidal silver you put in your water?
I just knew that was going to happen. I really actually do not know. It doesn't appear that, I mean, there may be an optimal, or should I say an acceptable low level. It doesn't look like anybody I noticed doing it was actually measuring. There are other people that there are some water filtration devices that are actually filtering through silver particles, which, you know, they'll claim that that water will stay good almost indefinitely. I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that. I don't think that I'm gonna bet if you guess, you're gonna overguess. That's what I'm going to guess. Is that you'll simply put in more than is required, which wouldn't hurt anything. You're just creating some extra healthy water at that point.
Okay, because I just switched the filter systems. I bought them off Tim's website from James McCanny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Now, I forgot to ask him if it filters out the sodium fluoride, because I was using the Berkey, and then there were four more sodium fluoride filters that hung from below.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
no,
Jerry.
Yes.
It does filter out the fluoride.
Okay, well, then that's good to know, because the whole idea behind this was I would not have to distill the water that's coming out of the, for storing. I distill it for storing it. And then I have to add trace minerals, which become expensive. They're about $30 for an 8-ounce bottle.
Right.
So, go ahead.
Go ahead, Tim. Go ahead.
Okay, Jerry,
go
ahead.
Take that one.
Well, all right.
Well,
I
you do remember,
I guess.
Professor McCanny's filters leave the minerals in. That is what he is advertising, and you might want to double check me on that. But I think that's one of the big selling features of McCanny's filters is that you don't lose your mineral content.
Right. Oh, you're exactly right on that. I talked to Professor McCanny 2 weeks ago when he had him on Tim's show.
Yeah,
and he did mention that, you know, this is savior the distilling, because distilling it is expensive. You use a lot of wattage, and it takes about an hour and a half. And I heat it on the stove first, so the distiller doesn't have to work that much longer. But
right.
I'd like to get away from distilling it. So, okay, well, you know what? His filters are silver impregnated.
There you go.
And it wouldn't hurt, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 drops to a 2-liter bottle and put it on the shelf for a couple years.
Oh, I don't see why that wouldn't work. You could even use a couple ounces if you wanted to. The stuff is so cheap. If you're making it yourself, you know, I used a 24-volt transformer that I got off Amazon for about $25 and made 46 parts per million in 2 hours. I can dilute that in half with distilled water, and I've got $900 worth of 23 parts per million for just, you know, probably $1.05. So,
wow.
You know, it's something you can spread around liberally if you're making it yourself.
Well, you know, I was hoping you might have a website that would give you a step-by-step instructional video on maybe how to do this.
Yes. Oh, my gosh,
hey,
yes. Just type into the YouTube, make colloidal silver. There are a couple of them that are really good. Some were done by some professors from colleges. One, there's a guy named Survival Doc. He looks a little unusual, but he, from what I can tell, he certainly has the whole thing right. Dave Thomas also does a very good presentation, very short. These are all very short presentations, five minutes or so. I suggest everybody look at that so you figure out how to hook your wiring up. There isn't much
Jerry
to
also,
it that most people are not very good with that.
Jerry, also on ruralsurvival.info, there's a rather extensive article on making colloidal silver on there. I think it was written by Diane Zerger with pictures. It's not a video, but it's a step-by-step guide, and she swears by her method. So you might want to look at that, too.
Okay, and one other question, Rick. How do you measure parts per million on your batch?
$15 from Amazon.com, and this is something that, you know, for $15, it's a good idea to have it. There's a TDS meter that you did use, totally dissolved solids meter. The one I like is made by HM Digital, and it's called, if you just type in, TDS is in totally dissolved solids - easy, the two letters, easy, like Echo Zebra. Type that in, $14.98. It can be yours. You just dip. It's got two little electrodes on the nose. You dip that in your liquid. I like to check it after an hour and see how I'm doing. Stir it up, check it. Usually after an hour, I'm in the 15 to 22 range for parts per million. What it does is it measures the conductivity between these two little electrodes, how much solids is in there, is how much electricity passes between the electrodes, and they can tell you how many parts per million
is in there. And then you can just kind of, I usually set my iPhone for 30 minutes, come back, check it again. When it gets up, you know, to about where I think it needs to be, I stop it. You'll notice that you'll have some slingers in there, some coagulated silver. If that's disturbing you, pour it through a coffee filter.
Well, again, as usual, your show is extremely informative. And with that, I hope you all have a blessed Passover weekend. And thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you, Jerry. We always appreciate your calls. All right, Lori, who's our next caller?
We have Joe in Indiana 5.
Good morning, Hi, Dr. Good. Joe.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And you've got Rick on, too. Fantastic. I was listening. I'm out. A little winded. I'm just out running with my dog this morning. But Rick gave a great introduction to the antibiotics. And being in the medical field, I could tell you, the doctors themselves have really abused the antibiotic regimens. And I'm really concerned about it. And for instance, I was around when, in fact, I still was a student, when Cipro came out. And doctors, and at the medical conventions, you know, the drug reps, we'll start hawking all these drugs and whatever, and doctors, just like mechanical robots, will start prescribing it. So within a short period of time, you had resistance to these drugs. You know is, and I don't want to get into too much detail, but what happens is you have very powerful synthesis operations going on with these bacterial cells. They have a reverse transcriptase, transferred RNAs. It's real fascinating. I really liked virology when I was in medical school. But the thing is, what I saw happen, and some of you may know this because I think I brought it up maybe on Dr. Deagle's program. I had two patients in particular over the last couple of years that have become resistant to vancomycin. And if you're not familiar, and Tim may be familiar with this, but vancomycin is your big gun. That's your nuclear weapon in medicine. Right. When all bets are off, when everybody's resistant and you're desperate, you use vancomycin. So I had two patients that were resistant to vancomycin. They had real serious MRSA infections. And I was working with another doctor, and I always do a culture insensitivity. I encourage the listeners, if you ever have a serious infection, you're in the hospital, make sure your doctor insists on a culture insensitivity. A lot of times they'll just prescribe a drug. They don't even know if there's coverage. That's the problem.
Right.
But anyway, did this culture insensitivity only to find out resistant to everything except guess what? Basic penicillin G. And I did another test because I thought it was a false negative. Came back the same thing. So talked to the attending. I said, hey, look, would you be open to doing an experiment? Let's just prescribe this basic penicillin, see what happens. He goes, hey, we got nothing to lose. So we did it. We had an IV set up, and guess what? We killed the bug. We got it. So I was going to do an article on this, but I am so busy. As you all know, I have five kids. I have a very busy schedule. But the thing is, with that type of thing, the article I meant to do is my theory is that as these bugs become more sophisticated, you know, it's like a military operation. You know, when your military becomes so sophisticated, it depends on all these high-powered electronics, you lose the basics. It's like what happened in the 1950s. It's like what happened in the 1950s when we thought nuclear weapons was the future, and we kind of neglected all the basic military things. And the same thing, these drugs are so sophisticated at fighting the newest antibiotics that they lose their ability. They kind of cast aside their ability that they're not even introduced to penicillin anymore. So I would recommend.
Dr. Joe, are you saying you killed MRSA with penicillin G?
Yeah, I have a patient. He's still alive. He's in bed.
All right. Okay.
He's still alive. This guy, I take care of him all the time. And
I can get that at the local vet supply.
Well, what I would do is you could buy pet supply. I'll tell you what, the antibiotics distributed through these vets, you know, veterinary organizations or even over the counter, though the quality of those medicines, believe it or not, is equal to, if not better, than the quality you get at a pharmaceutical place because of the animal. Just like the food. Actually, the animal food is actually pretty good. So I just wanted to throw that out there. I keep them under really deep freeze for future because antibiotics, you do need them, Tom. You do need them. You should have a little arsenal of them. I would recommend, like, amoxicillin. You know, that's a real broad-based antibiotic. And I keep that under the deep freeze, but I do rotate it. I don't let too much time go. But you never know. Even under deep freeze, you could, you know, you could delay it.
How long can you keep fish mox in the deep freeze, Doc? Because I got some that's probably 3 years old. Is that too long?
No, it's not. Believe it or not, I just redid my supply because one of my kids had a little infection, and I did a little surgery on a sebaceous cyst he had. But I've got stuff that's 5-6 years old in the deep freeze.
Okay.
I just recently rotated. I would go 5-6 years, and okay. It still works. I even have lidocaine that I use that's a few years old, and it still works fine. As long as you keep it in a cool, dark place, no sunlight, no warmth, constant temperature. Right. I keep it stored with my wine.
Perfect. Perfect.
But Rick, I love the colloidal. I was introduced to this a number of years ago. I have relatives all over the place that are in different aspects of medicine. One of them is in a naturopathic physician. He introduced me to colloidal silver years ago, but I've never used it personally. But it silver is the way to go. But it's interesting. In the last couple of years, we'll get resistance from the medical industrial complex because.
Right.
Four years ago, I got my board certification in wound care. I really like doing it. Not too many people like it. And this fella was a former naval intelligence officer and a nurse that was teaching the course. And my buddies and I, we kind of gravitated towards him. He told us about silver at that time. And I started using it on my patients that had ulcers. And I was closing them up. Ulcers that were wrong. A lot of the doctors just use bacitrace and triple antibiotic. These wounds just stay forever, especially on the diabetic. But that silver just really worked. In conjunction, if you're going to use a silver-based product like a Silvadine, I would keep that under storage. I have a bunch of tubs of that packed away in storage. It turns gets a little tarnishy looking, but it doesn't destroy the effectiveness of it, you know?
Right.
Cool. But if you can... If you can get your hands on what's called flagyl gel, you mix that up a little bit, or tetracycline. I have great success with that stuff. And you mix it up a little bit with the Silvadine, and you got to put it on 3 times a day if you have a wound or, you know, an ulcer or something like that, and you'll have dramatic results, really dramatic.
There's a YouTube on that. Anybody who wants to figure out how to make silver gel, there's a YouTube on it.
Yeah, it's very effective. In fact, a lot of the home health agencies I work with, Medicare doesn't really cover long-term care anymore for patients. I only can do it for a short period of time. But the home health care nurses, they're using a lot of these silver-based products, you know. But Silvadine is still one of my favorite choices. I would recommend that. You can just grab that, get it by the tub, and put it away in storage. And you'd be surprised how it takes care of wounds. Because I think John Moore had talked about how even any little wound in the field can cause you a problem if you're on a military operation. That's true.
You're not kidding. That is the absolute truth, Doc.
Yeah. So I wanted to pass that on to you. Keep a little storage of antibiotics. As far as water filters, I believe, Rick, you mentioned, I use exclusively the Professor McCanny ones. I started out with
Yeah.
But I, in fact, my son, who's away at college, I set him up with a filtration system to use at college campus. And he said, all his roommates are drinking his water.
Yeah, I bet.
Big shock.
But I highly recommend people really filter their water. In fact, I've been advising people right now that are on these. Another thing, look into, and Tim, you may be interested in this for your healing. Make sure you have adequate magnesium in your diet. Dr. Deagle talks about it is true. Magnesium glycinate and magnesium malate are your high-quality magnesiums. And you will be surprised at how it really affects the bone, you know, the bone healing. There's a diet by which you may want to look into. It's from Dr. Kelly Ann Puccini. And Puccini, but it goes by Dr. Kelly Ann. She wrote a book on the bone diet. But the beauty, it's just like making, you know, the old chicken foods. Well, can I just stay over for 1 minute? Okay.
All right, well, but feel free to hang on, Doc. Ladies and gentlemen,
okay,
we'll be back in 3 minutes. Please stand by.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good girl.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are visiting with Rick in Missouri and also with Dr. Joe in Indiana. Gentlemen, please continue.
Okay, I just wanted to be quick. I'll definitely look up this bone broth diet. You will be amazed. The science behind it is wonderful. I came across it by accident a year and a half ago. Dr. Kellyanne knows her stuff. What I love about it is, if you're in the 20-day cycle, if you really want to lose weight, everybody, there's even a couple of Facebook pages where people are posting pictures of themselves within 21 days. But the point is, you basically have to cut yourself off of all sugar and dairy products. And you do this thing, you boil up. I mean, you have neck bones, chicken bones, beef bones, make sure it's all organic. At least at our local Aldi's, they have, total organic chickens and beef bones. But you cook this stuff up, you make a nice broth, and you could throw vegetables in there, carrots, onions, garlic, whatever. You spice it up any way you like. But the point is, you're cutting the inflammatory process down within your body. Once you neutralize, cut down that inflammatory process, your body starts healing. Your immunological system takes over. And the other thing, the benefit for you, Tim, is that you have all this collagen and all the byproducts that you need to rebuild bone and cartilage. And people have had tremendous results. And I've noticed it myself because I get a little sore knee from a hockey injury I had many, many years ago. Running, and I put in distance with my dog, and I started doing this bone broth thing, and it just went away. And I do use an energy cleaner, too. But try that. Can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong with that. But, Rick, you're right on the money. I'm gonna probably get back to this program on archive, and I do want to make a colloidal machine. I want to get into that. Because silver, I'm a big believer in that. That stuff really has a tremendous healing effect. And when you're in the pinch, that's the stuff to use, because at some point, if there is a collapse or whatever, and remember, there's only a limited supply at these Walgreens, CVS pharmacies or whatever of antibiotics. You're going to need something pretty powerful to really help you. But anyway, gentlemen, there's so much other things to do. Rick is fantastic. I love listening to him. My dog is waiting to get going again. So take care, everybody. God bless, and have a happy Passover.
Same to you, Joe.
Happy Passover vigil, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Well, Rick, we're almost done with this hour. If you've got something to do, you can take off, or you're welcome to hang around.
I can hang around until the 20 past break, but I will say something. I keep using grid down as a – I'm just slinging that term out there as a catch-all phrase for me. One of the things that they're calling for is a credit freeze. If credit seizes up, basically all goods are transported from one place to another using the credit system. You may still have electricity. You may well still have electricity if we have a credit freeze. But if we have a credit freeze and the trucks aren't moving goods efficiently like they do now with our just-in-time delivery system, you're going to have a problem laying your hands on everything, food and meds both. And so it doesn't have to be grid down. Yeah, it doesn't have to be a total grid down for you to get yourself into trouble. It can be just any kind of economic chaos.
Right. Yeah, it could be. You know, the dollar could lose its supremacy, you know, quite literally overnight. I know people don't believe that, but it could happen overnight. Unlikely. You know, it's more like 3 or 4 days is most likely. But, you know, the possibility is there, you wake up and, yeah, you had $10,000 in the bank, but that $10,000 won't buy what $100 would yesterday. You know, that's always a possibility.
Yep. Well, don't sell your last two pieces of silver. You're going to need that for medication.
You're not
kidding.
Absolutely. No. I absolutely agree. Well, anyway, Rick, we'll be back.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.